for the next time. It's it's KBOOS, Fight the Fascist Power Pack, $120 a year, $10 a month, all sorts of things to encrypt your email, et cetera, ways to make yourself secure and safe. The number to call, though, to become a member, what's that number again, Ken?
877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Stay tuned for Chris Andre and Air Cascadia.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by The Roxy, located in downtown Portland at 1121 Southwest Stark Street. Old school full service diner. Lunch provided by Horse Brass Pub, located at 4534 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Open from 11 to 2 a.m., serving British and pub grub. Dinner provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located in downtown Portland at 1331 Southwest Washington Street, serving new American cuisine with a full bar. Open daily from 2 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, September 20th, 2018, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, Radio Free Cascadia at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Since we are heading into a weekend coming up shortly, today, believe it or not, we've got a chance of showers, and sky's clouding over a bit, highs around 69, and for tonight, an increasing chance of drizzle, mostly in the late wee hours, and low around 53. For tomorrow, again, increasing chance of rain, highs around 69, and lows around 55. This pattern is going to persist until eventually it probably will rain. But until then, we are going to hover with around daytime highs in the high 60s and night overnight lows in the low 50s. We have the airwaves and on all frequency there is a clutter of voices right now, all calling for Christine Brazy Ford to testify, either in private behind closed doors or publicly, none of which is going to lead anywhere. But they were in high school. everybody's voice, though, the voices of people who have been extraordinarily violated personally and emotionally, these voices must be heard, or this nation can't heal in the end. Nonetheless, at the moment, what we're trying to do is to prevent Brett Kavanaugh from being appointed to the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh has already perjured himself on 4 occasions, for which we have ample evidence. That is what ought to be presented to the American public. Somebody has got to wrap that up in some packaging, brand it, and market it to the American public so they have some idea of exactly what they are getting themselves into if they actually go ahead and confirm Brett Kavanaugh. It is a mistake, an error of enormous, enormous significance. And we are about to step right in it. There are a lot of other steps, however, that one can take. One of them is Commonomics. We have the option of shifting a paradigm shift that would overshadow all of the Brett Kavanaughs out there waiting us. A shift in our entire economic algorithm, the architecture of money, would go a long way to empowering the 99% of us who feel that we are awash in a sea of lies and deceit. That said, and you know, the lies, the monetary lies and deceit, the financial lies and deceit, don't just engulf our nation, but the U.S. banking system the catastrophe of 2008 not only wiped out much of the U.S. banking system, but it had enormous repercussions overseas. In one horrible way, it bound all of us, all the major, the world's major economies. It bound us all together in a manner that we could not possibly have accomplished had we set out to purposely. Set that in motion. And yet here and now, here we are, all of us together, global economies, possibly heading once more over the brink. There is something to do there, and it's the best thing about having Matt Stannard on today talking Commonomics with you about public banking. There's a very good example that happened recently and that might be categorized as disaster capitalism, but the remedies are out there. They are within our grasp right now. Matt, thank you so very much for being on the show today.
Thanks again for having me, and I hope that your listeners are going to financially support KBOO as strongly as they can. Great station.
Well, thank you so much for that. We recently have an example in California of how the private sector more or less set it up, capitalizing on the collapse of our climate systems to arrange to have the public pay for an industry's very, very dangerous mistakes. This can be stopped, and the more of us that understand how we can all together stop these things from happening, and not just stop them, but move the game, move the ball down the field a bit. Public banking is an extraordinarily available, accessible remedy. Could you talk a little bit about the example of California and why it's important to understand that?
Sure, and I talk about this in my new article at Occupy.com. That article is, "Can California Utilities Burn Down the State and Make the Public Pay for It?" And that's exactly what they're doing. There's a new law in California that is awaiting signature and is expected to be signed by Governor Jerry Brown, that basically allows companies, energy utility companies like PG&E in California, to make the public, through surcharges, pay for the fires started by these utility companies. And I talk about in the article about how, you know, this is really, really, first of all, it is disaster capitalism. It is climate disasters then being passed on to the public. But it's also a sort of a scheme to privatize the commons and to privatize sort of our common fate. And so it is very much tied into the vast power that our finance capitalists have right now over public policy, not just at the federal level, but also in states like California.
And this is, again, this is one reason. People in California would be very smart to take a look at the way they have allowed the private sector to colonize their the state's economy. And California is one hell of a big economy. It has serious weight on the global financial map. So it is not something to be taken lightly. Though it's what a perfect example and a perfect reason why people have the opportunity now, quickly, before the private sector can it can invade more deeply into our world. And we're being monetized right now, even as I speak. Some of the remedies, you want to talk a little bit about what Carbonomics is, just to let read it know.
Sure, I would love to also, invite readers to read the article at Occupy and learn a little bit more about what's going on with California's sort of privatization of these fire risks. But it's also great to point out that all across California there are public banking movements that have really made a lot of headway, and there is going to be a choice on the ballot for voters in Los Angeles this November to authorize a public bank. And if they vote to authorize the public bank, then the next step will be actually creating one, and it'll be maybe the biggest biggest public bank that we've seen in the history of the United States, because it will cover the entirety of Los Angeles. So there's a lot of those.
Well, that's something to think about right there. Huge. Sorry, go ahead. Yes.
No, I mean, there's just there are lots of solutions to think about, and there are a lot of organizations, like Carbonomics USA and the Public Banking Institute, and I would also direct readers to Facebook and to Solidarity House Cooperative, which is the new organization that we have created here in Wyoming, it's just it's really about many, many different groups making the journey towards more public conceptions of responsibility and finance and money, and away from this idea that a tiny group of private financiers should determine the planet's fate.
I think, too, people don't realize that that it is not that difficult to take back control of our communal financial future, which would have enormous effects downstream. The ramifications are vast. Thank you so much, Matt. We're delighted to have you on the show and have you back very soon. Talk more about this and how Oregon can get on board. This is Bean at Cascadia. Get the facts, know your rights, to extend. Thanks to everybody in the engineering room. And now we roll over to Membership Drive, where Ani is with us.
This is Ken. I'm here with Linda. Ani is supervising right now, Chris. And it is our membership drive. We have 3 days left in our fall membership drive. If you're not currently a member, it's a perfect time to become one. Our goal is $93,500. We're about $28,000 away, and we got to raise that in the next 3 days. Give us a call at 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm. And Linda, we have some gifts for people who do become new members.
We do, and I'm going to tell you my favorite new one, which I didn't realize we actually got to get this, is we have this great little lava lamp here. It's green and, you know, yellow, and the bubbles that go, and it says KBOO50. It's in commemoration of our 50th year. That's just $5 a month, $60 a year to get the lava lamp. If you, I actually really like them, and there's something really peaceful about them when they're moving around in your house. So that's the gift I'm suggesting, but you got to call us to get it. It's 877-500-5266. Know that your dollars make the difference to bringing programming to you. I thought Matt Stanner was great talking about the commons. You know, I've been thinking about that a lot. I think these toll road proposals that are coming are going to perhaps take away some commons too, because I bet they're going to privatize those toll booths and who manages that. I think that was part of the whole package that they were doing with that transportation thing. We have to really keep our eyes open. A few years ago, they were trying to sell off some land from University of Oregon. You know, and when I said to people I didn't want that, they were like, well, why? Well, because that belongs to us and now it will be gone. It won't belong to us. It'll belong to only who they want to allow onto that property. So he was a great guest, and Chris does this. She brings us great guests from all over, and in such a small time to do it, but she does it, and she does it 5 days a week, and we really appreciate it. So give us a call right now. It's easy to do. I'm suggesting you get the lava lamp or get a couple of them and get one as a gift to your friend. The number to call is 877-500-5266. We don't have very much more time to talk to you, but we really want to induce you to come in now, because you know 80% of all of our dollars come from our member listeners.
877-500-5266 is the number.